one of them?
I'm so glad that I could say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I could say I'm one of them.
Sing it like you meant it.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. There are people almost everywhere whose hearts are all aflame with the fire that fell at Pentecost, which cleansed and made them clean. And it's burning now within my heart. Glory to His name. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Though these people may not learn it, boast of holy faith, they have all received their Pentecost, baptized in Jesus' name, and they're telling now both far and wide His power just the same.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
You happy?
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Gathered in the upper room, all praying in His name. They were baptized with the Holy Ghost, and power for service came. Now what He did for them that day, He'll do for you the same.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
My brothers, seek this blessing that will cleanse your hearts from sin, that will start the joy of those ringing and will keep your soul aflame. It is burning now within my heart. Clap it to Him. Oh, that sounds good. Let's do it one more time for Him. Likes it. Let's do it one more time. Can you say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
I'm so glad.
I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Let's just tell Him we love Him this morning. Praise the name of the Lord. happy are you? You're one of them. You're no more happier than that. That's all the happier than that. Woo! Praise the Lord. Sorry if you just think that that's worked up emotion. That's called the Holy Spirit. That's what that's called. Amen. Amen. You know, when I walk into this audience, sometimes I feel like Brother Branham says when he was there at the tree, and that little chipmunk was just barking at him. He said, "You think that was something? Watch this." Amen. You may be seated. It's so good to be in the house of the Lord today and with you. Amen. And enjoying this communion.
Amen.
Amen. I love how Brother Branham said that the other night. He said, this is like communion. He says, it's like taking the bread and the wine. We know that that is let down for us, that we must do that. But we're communion. He says that's what really communion is to fellowship with Him, to worship Him daily. So that's what we've been having. Every Wednesday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Amen. As he said on that message, looking forward to what he's doing, looking what he did, but expecting what he's going to do.
Amen.
If you're under expectations, as Brother Branham said, you come here today, you have to come with expectations. If you come expecting to receive a great blessing and something from the Lord, you're going to get it.
Amen.
It's going to happen because that's his word and he promised it to us. And that's what brings us here today, to hear the words of eternal life. And something that the world knows nothing about. And how the prophet has been teaching us in this past month is how much to yield ourselves to him, to get ourselves all out of the way. He said that that perfect strength comes by perfect weakness. That we have nothing, we have no abilities, nothing that he wants of us. He just wants us to yield ourselves to him. Have you been doing that? Have you been yielding yourself more and more to him? Amen. Just to be so anchored is when the storms come. It's what that prophet told us. You've got to know that your anchor holds. When the storms, and they're always raging. Satan's always everywhere. He's always trying to torment us. He's always trying to tell us that we're nothing. But when that anchor holds and you know there's something that's deep inside of you that you know, I want to be so filled with the Holy Ghost. I love how Brother Branham uses that illustration about Paul. He said when that serpent bit his hand, he was so full of the Holy Ghost it couldn't touch him at all. That's what I want to be. When the darts of the enemy comes after you, when he starts attacking you, you've got so much of the Holy Ghost living in you, he doesn't even know what to do with you, Brother Branham said. He says, I love when a man is so full of the Holy Spirit, the devil doesn't even know what to do with him. And that's you all. Amen. Praise the Lord. As we hear today, Brother Branham continues to go on to where we don't want to be conformed to this world or anything. This world has nothing to offer us. Nothing. We're just pilgrims and strangers. We're just passing by, and made the illustration before. And it wasn't original. It's because Brother Branham says they were talking about putting Sputniks and people into outer space. He said, we had somebody in outer space a long time ago. That don't mean nothing to us. To where I said that we're the original time travelers. Is that they think and they make movies about it and Star Trekkies and everything else and going back and forth in space. We've been doing, that's what we are right here. We're just here for such a short period of time. And that's just to worship him. That's what we're here for. That's what he made us for, was to worship him. To think God in heaven was lonely and he wanted somebody to fellowship with. So he made you and that you were part of him.
and that we no more have to be conformed to this world or anything of this world, but we're transformed into sons and daughters of God. Praise the name of the Lord. We are the happiest people. The world knows nothing about you. Can't explain Revelation. When you got it, you got it. I can't help it. But I know all the things that we talked about, not being worthy and the mistakes that we made. And I made a lot of them this week. I failed him a lot this week. I did things I shouldn't have done this week. I'm still a son of God. And he can't take it from me. Amen. Abraham says we are now dwelling in heavenly places. You know, the world's looking for something to come. That's what he said. Always the problem was with them. He's going to do this. He's going to do this. They look back and see what he did back there, looking what he's going to do, and they miss what's happening right now. As I was fellowshipping with my brother, and Satan coming up, and you know, it's like, oh, you know what? All that you guys got going on in the church and stuff, it's just going to die down real quick. You know, it's just a buzz. This is that.
Amen.
This is that.
Praise the Lord.
And I believe that prophet confirmed it. I remember saying it tonight that I'll take this until that comes. And Brother Branham said, this is that.
Amen.
So I know it is. And I don't think the bride's going to slow down none at all. We know. We've been doing this too long. It's like watching a crazy dog chase his tail going around. I'm done. We're all done with that.
Glory. Hallelujah.
That's what's so wonderful is that Satan, he tries to, but it is like water on a duck's back. It means nothing. I'm sorry you can't have what we got. I'm predestinated to it. I want to tell you about it. Have you noticed it's been in you that you want to get out more and tell the world what's going on? Do you feel that in your hearts, brothers and sisters? Amen. I want them to know. They better hurry up. Like Brother Branham said, this might be the last chance. It might be too late. We might just tear off of here today. It's just wonderful. It's going to happen one of these days. The other day I was sitting at the pump of my gas at the gas station. We've all talked about how terrible that is. The music's going. This guy's over there, you know, and he's pumping his gas. And man, Lord, how can I say something to him? How can I bring it up, you know? So I just start saying, I'm one of them. And maybe if he is, he'll come over here to it. He's got to feel it because it's the Holy Ghost. So if you're singing, if you're shouting, if you're quoting the word, it's the Holy Ghost in you. So if there's any seed that's there, they'll recognize it.
Amen.
I believe that with all my heart. We have the word. When we know that it is living, it's nothing dead, that it's a living word. So when you say that, and real quickly is that, I remember the first time that I experienced something like that. And it was a brother that works for me. His father had passed away, and I went up to his funeral, and there were Lutherans. And that I came up on the funeral, and I was late. And that they were all underneath the tree, and the Lutheran minister, he was there, and he was speaking, and he was giving the talking about the man and what was going on and how he did for the community and everything else. And nice words he was saying. I'm just sitting there and got my head down. And there was a couple believers that were there. But anyway, he opened the Bible and he started reading the word. And the minute he read his word, and I had my head down, it's like, whoa. I felt the presence of the Lord just come, just move right there. It was his word.
Yeah.
He has to honor his word. And man, I looked up and looked at these people. They never even knew what was going on, but I did. I did. He will honor his word. It cannot fail. And when we believe it, we have to just apply that simple like faith to the word to make it take place. And then it will happen. We are fellowshipping back there too. It's just, I remember a real quick one that really always blessed my heart. It was with Brother Collins. And many of you in the tabernacle years ago, you might remember, Brother Collins' back was really bad. And he had to sit into a cot into the back room, and he couldn't get out to come to the services because one of his discs or something was bad. And one of his little grandsons was there, and he walked into the room, and Brother Collins went to the platform, and he came over and sat down, and he asked him what was the matter with him or something. And he said, "His back." And he goes, "I'm going to pray for you, Grandpa." He goes, "Well, that'd be sweet." So he bowed his head, and he said a little simple prayer for him. He looked at him laying there, and he goes, "Well, get up."
Praise the Lord.
Amen. That is childlike faith. That is. It sounds like it is funny, but it's true.
Amen.
It's just accept his word. We put all the complications into it. We put up on, "Oh, how can that be? And I can't, and I'm really sick, and the doctor said this." All the things that prophet and the word tells us, we do all those. If we would act upon the word, it would take place.
Amen.
Stand up. Here's Brother Bram the other night. He told that man, he says, "Pick up your cot and walk."
Amen.
Just like it was when Christ was here, exactly the same thing. Pick up your cot and walk. That's who we are. That's who we recognize, who that we are. And I've been listening and reading, and thank you so much. Some of the quotes that are coming in and different people, it's neat that how that the Lord is speaking with you all, and you're in the Word. And I see the young people that are in the Word and send quotes, and they'll talk about the Word and kind of what's going on. And how listening just to random messages that ties exactly into what the Lord's teaching us right now. And you're just listening to another tape and it's saying exactly what we're hearing.
Amen.
It's because it's all the Word. It all ties together.
Amen.
It's got to all dovetail. It says the same thing. But I've been reading the Church Age book, and that, oh, there's so many nuggets in that Church Age book. Brother Branham said Satan hates that. He hated it because it exposed who he was. And I don't know how many of you this morning read the quote, heard the quote of the day. Did you hear the quote of the day? Oh, you're going to hear it again. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, one of the things that we want to know is that it comes around a lot of people. How do I know I have the Holy Ghost? How do I know? Brother Branham, when this word's taught, is it speaking in tongues, prophecy, discerning of the Spirit? He said, that's not the sign of the Holy Ghost. Those are minors. It's wonderful. It's part of God's great economy. Everything that he has, and he has the speaking in tongues and has all that. There's one major. That's the word.
Amen.
This message. That is the major. I'm a minor. He's a minor. Speaking in tongues is a minor. Ministry, it's a minor. It's part of God's word, and it's important. God's put it in there to get you to the major.
Amen.
To get you to the word and to stay in the word. And Brother Branham says this in the Church Age book. This is you. The evidence of receiving the Holy Ghost today is just the same as it was back in the days of our Lord. It is receiving the word of truth for the day in which you live in. So you got the Holy Ghost today? How do you like that, devil? They got the Holy Ghost. Yeah, praise the Lord. That's why I'm so glad I'm one of them. I have the Holy Ghost. You have the Holy Ghost. See, every time you clap your hands lately, that's just telling me, I got the Holy Ghost, devil. I got it. Go away. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. I love that. He says it so many times in there. That's the evidence of receiving and acting upon this word. Do you believe it? That's the only true way. Is to say amen to every word
amen.
That God's prophet brought to us. We know it's our absolute.
Yes.
It's everything to us. So next time that devil comes after you, you just tell him that. Next time you put your hands together, you say, that's right. That's right. I'm one of them. It's powerful. You know, if you've got that kind of power, anything that you ask in his name and you believe it, that you can have it.
Amen.
That's what the word says.
Amen.
Do not believe it. When you go to prayer, somebody asks you to pray for them, you pray believing.
Amen.
Somebody turned around and asked me, did you believe I'm going to be healed? I shouldn't be praying for you if I didn't believe you was going to be healed. I don't have no right to do it. It's like Brother Ram says, don't pray for me unless you're believing that. And I believe it. Whatever I want his perfect will. It all ties together. And it's like, well, then I'd ask for $1 million. If I had need of it, he'd just provide it for me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't ask him for anything unless I knew I needed it or he wanted me to have it. It's like Brother Branham said, he'd reveal it to you first to know. And it is for praying for people. He says, you enter into their compassion. You enter to them so that you know and into their spirit. And then you can go in believing that what you ask for, that you're going to receive it. If you have need of something, you pray, Brother Branham says, there's conditions. Lord, is it your will? We always want our will. It doesn't matter our will. That's what he's been telling us. That weak, get down. Lord, I have nothing. Whatever, put it on my heart. If there's something that comes on my mind, it's because you put it there. That's what I want. Not my idea, not my thought, not what I feel is going to be best for me. It's what you've put up on my heart. And he says, you take that, you compare it to the word, and then ask it, and you can have it. It's that simple. But on the quote of the day, praise the name of the Lord. And that same power, that same Christ, hallelujah. Let the fundamentalists, let them people who deny the power of God say it's wrong. But that same power that spoke the world into existence, amen, is in those people that's got the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You just said you had the Holy Ghost. He said, that's right. Men and women, it's time that we found out who we are.
Amen.
It's time to find out who we are. Amen. Is that what we're doing? We're finding out who we are. The devil is trying to hide you back, tell you that you're some kind of cowed down something. You're not. Praise the Lord. You're sons and daughters of God. The deity is not in heaven. It's in you. The deity is in you. Wow, that tells you exactly who you are today. And I believe that with all my heart. Not worthy, and I'm ashamed of myself, but I'm still a son of God, and I believe that. It's deity. Living once again in flesh. Not this flesh. This flesh is nothing. It's going away. But we were in him in the beginning. He said unity in one. We were his spirit, one. Not another spirit. He gave you a personality. What's so wonderful. God's got such a multiple personalities he puts in people. In his great economy, his great bowl, his flower bowl of people. That knot's all the same, but it's still the Holy Spirit living and dwelling in man once again.
Amen.
Wonderful.
Amen.
So believe it with all of your heart. When the devil comes after you, you put that word back to him and believe it. He's so scared of you today, he don't know what to do.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Thank you, Lord. I want to, as real quickly, is that because that we have a wonderful message today,
amen.
Power of transformation. Amen. And that to get into it, but we have a few things. I know that we have a lot of visitors. How many visitors are here with us today? Raise your hand. Wow, that's a lot. Now, God bless you. You're all welcome. I hear Brother Kirby is here today. Where are you, Brother Kirby? Brother Kirby, is he here? Hey, Brother Kirby. God bless you, Brother Kirby. It's good to have you here. Good to have you all here. We're going to be spending eternity together real quick. Amen. We're all going to be down, Brother Kirby. We're going to be down. There's going to be a little log cabin. You're going to hear somebody singing Amazing Grace. And this is where this church is going to be at. We're all going to be down there.